Good day and welcome to another episode of Your Money Moment. I'm your host Moritz Oberholzer, and today we'll discuss the hot topic of the month, and that is the new retirement two-pot system. I will try and discuss some of the key areas where people have concerns, and then hopefully that dispels some of the misperceptions that are out there. So misperception number one: access to the retirement savings under the new system must occur immediately on the 1st of September, or members will forfeit their entitlements. That is not true. In reality, members are not required to make an immediate decision on whether to withdraw any money as of 1 September 2024. Instead, they may maintain full control over their funds with the flexibility to access their savings pot at any future point when it becomes necessary. In fact, it's more beneficial for members to allow their savings to remain invested, thereby potentially increasing their value. So misperception number two: the two-pot system introduced tax complexity. So in reality, the two-pot system maintains the existing taxation framework, providing straightforward guidelines to help businesses and members manage their contributions effectively. Withdrawals from the savings pot before retirement are taxed as part of the individual's annual taxable income, calculated using their marginal tax rate, and total contributions to retirement funds still receive the significant tax deductible status they have always received, so then nothing will change in regards to contributions. Misperception number three is the concern that splitting the money will affect returns. There are members who believe that splitting their money into different components will result in them receiving a lower investment return. The truth is that the savings component and the retirement component will still be invested as a retirement plan, and that will not affect returns. Misperception number four is people that think they must opt in or they can opt out. In reality, the two-pot system will automatically apply to members of pension, provident, preservation and retirement annuity funds. Essentially, every member who has not yet retired from a fund will be put into the two-pot system. The only members who are automatically excluded from the two-pot system are members of provident or provident preservation funds who were 55 years or older on the 1st of March 2021. And have remained a member of that same fund. These people, or these members, can choose to opt into the two-pot system. They can only elect to join the system after 1 September 2024, and they will have until 1 September 2025 to decide. And misconception number five is the concept of vested rights is not understood, and people believe they must resign before 1 September if they want to be able to access all their retirement savings. This misconception arises because people don't understand how it's going to work. Members need to understand the distinction between old money and old rules, the vested component, and new money, new rules, the savings and retirement components. So in essence, all money invested before 1 September 2024 will remain under the same rules. So if you leave your employer, you can still take the full amount as a lump sum before retirement. All the new money after 1 September 2024 will be split into the retirement pot and into the savings pot, and there the new rules will apply. Being the retirement side, you cannot access before retirement, and the savings side, as mentioned before, there you can make a single withdrawal per year with a minimum of 2,000 Rand. Lastly, is the one that members don't understand how withdrawals will be taxed. So withdrawing money from the savings pot will be taxed at your personal income tax table rate, and that is your marginal tax rate. So that's the tax that you pay every month on your salary that will be applied to the savings pot once you do make withdrawals. So that's it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week, same time, same place.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonehouse Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss your Money Moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.